The following is an at-will presentation.
She's not just another page in the book. She is the middle page of a pop-up, the main event. Her paper is delicate, stamped with approval. Pages dripping in watercolor. She is the printing press, a machine meant for creation. Endless possibilities. She is the printmaker. Frankenstein, even. She's a children's book. She's an indie band flyer stamped to a lamppost in Dallas, Texas. She is the wood before it is cut. Pre-blank page. She is origami, a fucking paper plane even. She is not just another page in the book. I met her first in a bar late night after a day shooting in a drag bar in Texas. I was under the impression I was meeting her girlfriend to hang out. I didn't know she had a girlfriend. To quote Lil Wayne, shit, I don't like my women single. I like my chicks in two. She was one of the two that I wound up hanging out with, the softer one. We spent days together. Weekends, bodies intertwined. The only way to describe it is pure joy. That's when I learned that laughs are louder in threes. It all seems but a dream.
My name is Nico Tortorella. I'm an actor. It's my job to play different people on screen. And in my real life, well, I like knowing that who I am depends on who you ask. Here's the thing. My sexuality has become a topic of conversation recently. Look, I don't fit into a box. I was never in a closet. I was never even in the house. I'm not gay. I'm not straight. I'm attracted to people who are unapologetically themselves. I'm in love with love. And most importantly, I love and respect myself. Everybody's talking about gender and sexuality these days. This show is a chance for me to broaden the conversation. No matter how you identify or don't, the common thread that motivates us all is love. So each episode, I'm going to talk to someone I love or have yet to love about how our gender identity, sexuality, and relationships shape us, define us, and make us original, beautiful fucking creatures of love. Welcome to the Love Bomb. This is a conversation with a girl I love and haven't seen in a while, named Paige. What's going on today? You just said it's all today. What does that mean? It's all today.
It's all today. I flew up for a job interview and then to also just see a bunch of friends. And
is it kind of like one of like the top printmakers in New York City?
Yeah.
Or
the,
ever?
The clientele is just phenomenal. I mean, they were showing me work. Doing like all the ticket suite for the VMAs and Michael Kors packaging, and it's just the best of the best paper. So it's really exciting. They want me to be kind of a jack of all trades and work with the design team and work with the print team, and it's just so exciting. It's so exciting.
The thing about New York City and in any business, in any field, it's like you have the best people in the world working here. They are the most advanced in their careers.
Yeah.
This is like the hub of everything, you know? So if you want to be the most successful in any field, really, it's here.
There's so much energy here.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
I spent so many years trying to get out of it, but work keeps bringing me back, and now I'm here full time. I'm obsessed.
Amazing.
I can't imagine living anywhere else. Really? You would fucking thrive in this city. Are you in love right now?
With a being? With one person?
With any human being?
With any human being, I'm not.
You're not.
I think I have found my soulmate and a best friend.
Okay.
I have never loved a friend as much as I do her.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm are we allowed to curse?
Yeah, are you fucking kidding me? This is my podcast.
I am single as fuck right now.
Okay.
But I have never had so much love around me, ever.
I mean, that's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Are you, like, sleeping with anybody or are you?
No.
No.
Gosh, I haven't. Oh, gosh, no.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Hold on.
I just want to say something real quick. When she when she just said, gosh, she put her hand up to her cheek, like, in, like, a perfect 1950s, like, picture. And she was like, oh, gosh.
I
wish you guys would have been able to see that.
It's so funny because I find myself a very sexual being.
Mm-hmm.
And it had been quite some time. And then Chloe and I might have had a little fun last time I was up here. I don't think she'd mind me saying that. We love each other very much.
Yeah.
And it was kind of nice to feel comfortable with somebody.
It's that, well, that's totally different when you love somebody like that and you hook up with them. It's like a totally different thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Do you, like, edit this, or is this just, like, a continuous,
post it? No, we edit it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, and you'll be able to listen to it before.
So I can say that you are the last man I've slept with.
Yeah, 100%. You can say that a little louder, too.
Isn't that great? I kind of like it. I'm like, okay, cool.
Really? High five on that. I'll take that.
Yeah.
And
it was so loving and wonderful.
Oh, my God.
And
let's like go back to that weekend.
We can go back
for a second.
I'm not bitter
here.
About it at all.
Okay, good.
It's I feel really wonderful about talking about her.
Yeah, because, okay, amazing.
And I'm really sad we're not friends.
Yeah. I get it.
I'm really sad.
I mean, do you think that there's room for you guys to be friends at this point at all?
We tried.
All right.
That time was so wonderful.
It really was. Let's give a little backstory here for a second. So you, by the way, your name is Paige Ryan.
Hi. Ryan Paige.
Ryan Paige.
Oh, named after my father and go by my middle name.
Okay.
Yay. People are starting to call me Ryan again, which I kind of like. I don't mind.
I like that.
Yeah.
You're in my phone as Paige Ryan.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that. that's funny. Oh, gosh.
You're from Dallas, Texas.
I'm from Dallas, Texas.
And?
Born and raised.
And you are how old?
I am 26, almost 27.
26, almost 27. And how do you identify sexually?
I like the word queer.
Okay.
I've joked before that the Q for me stands for quite fluid.
Okay. All right.
Quite fluid.
Quite fluid.
I enjoy it. I enjoy being fluid. I enjoy being queer. I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love that. Yes. Do you? So you like the word fluid? You're
I
like,
do.
Yeah.
I do.
Why?
Because it just describes it perfectly. You know, I'm not into guys one day and into girls the next. I think it's just the beings that float in and out of my life, and falling in love with hearts and mannerisms and smiles. Your smile. How do you not? Fluid is how I identify, I guess.
Cool. Is this something that you like always knew or
no.
that you
Gosh,
came
no.
into later in your life?
Came into. I think I probably had a lot of crushes without knowing. I remember playing with a childhood friend who is a girl.
We all have those stories.
I didn't ever question. I was straight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't ever question it because I was attracted to men.
Right.
I had crushes on boys in high school.
You dated.
But I wasn't.
In high
school. Yeah. But I wasn't ever sexual. My sister, it was a mistake to get sex advice from her when I was young because she convinced me that I was asexual.
Okay.
Hilarious. I mean, this is like two girls who don't know what the hell they're talking about. And I was like, Megan, I don't get it. I don't understand why everybody's having sex. I don't want to take my pants off. I like to make out, sure.
Wait, how old are you having this conversation?
Ninth grade. So
okay.
How old are you in the ninth grade?
Like 14.
14.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't get why everybody's doing it. She's like, well, Paige, you might be asexual. I was like, oh, shit.
Because your sister's kind of asexual, right?
She used to be.
Like hooking up with people in high school?
She's just not open about her sexuality.
Okay.
We don't really talk about her sex life.
Okay,
yeah.
Copy.
and I love her for it. But then college and art school, I really became myself and I really came into my own. And there were so many queer people around me. But I didn't come out until after college. I didn't tell a single soul that I had crushes on women. And it was this one girl. It was this one human being, Chloe.
Who
I met. She was
the same girl that we were talking about
five minutes ago. Yeah. Staying with her here. She's so dear to me. And I met her in school. I was an orientation leader. She was a freshman.
Okay.
How great is that?
Fantastic.
And all the orientation leaders were looking at her like, oh my God, Chloe, she's so cute. Like, so I just kind of had to swallow it, you know, be her friend and move on. And I had a wonderful boyfriend my senior year of college. And then I was kind of in a topsy-turvy relationship with a guy in Dallas. And
for a while, right?
For a while. We lived together. Kind of towards the end of it, when it was not looking so great, I started thinking about Chloe again. And I can't remember who contacted who. I probably contacted her.
You hadn't hooked up with Chloe at all at this point?
At all. No.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
No. We weren't even that close.
Right.
I was this, like, unobtainable girl with the shaved head in college to her. She always jokes about it, which is so silly. I would have loved to, like, be close with her in college, but it just didn't happen. Yeah, and I contacted her, and I was like, fuck it, I'm going to come out to her. I'm going to do it. I'm going to just confess that, like, you were somebody who made me realize that, okay, it's not just crushes. It's like, this is a human being I could, like, sleep with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, spend time
with.
Yeah.
And want to love.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I was in love with her.
100%.
It's got to be it, right? For you to, like, think on it.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, first and foremost, I think it's, like, the ability to even have any sort of physical attraction.
Yeah.
And, like, once you know that that's even a possibility, then you let your heart open to more, and you just let it in. Like, so then there was another girl that came to the picture. You and Chloe had, like, started dating for, like...
Well, we finally were able to build a relationship.
Right, because you had come out to her.
Yeah, so I remember, like, FaceTiming her a lot.
And you were living in Dallas at this time.
I was. Ooh, I skipped a good part of the story.
Go back. Give it to me.
So I was with my ex-boyfriend, who I was living with, who I loved, and I wanted to go to New York and to Baltimore to visit all my friends for my birthday. That's what I wanted to do. I was dying to see everybody. And he came with me, and I had a birthday dinner in Baltimore at one of my favorite spots and invited all of my volleyball friends that I met in Baltimore that I used to play with, and I invited Chloe. And her and I hadn't seen each other since school.
After you had all of this conversation with
and
her.
And we had conversed. I had confessed to her. Well, yeah. So it was weird. Tyler sat across from me, my boyfriend, sat across from me at the table. And Chloe sat next to me. And it was this burning. Like, just...
What?
We couldn't, like, we had, it was just that gap of space that was just killing us both.
But even if, like, your arms touch a little bit, it's just like,
whoop.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. I had it last night,
actually. She walked into the room, and I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm screwed.
But, like, in the best way possible.
In the best way.
It's like that pain that hurts.
And I was like, oh, I've got so much more of myself to explore.
Yeah.
And I had to be honest with them.
Were you, like, terrified of it?
Yes, but I have parents who love me.
Okay. That was a great answer to that.
That's what I thought about, was like, I gotta tell my mom.
What happened that night?
We had a birthday dinner. We drank afterwards, said our goodbye. There was like a sort of side mouth kiss on the cheek goodbye that just lingered. Mm. It just was so wonderful. I won't forget that. Will not forget that.
Okay, so then you moved back to Dallas. So you went back to Dallas.
I went back to Dallas. Relationship kind of fell apart.
Every time
really sad.
The first thing that...
My parents didn't like him, though. And he didn't try.
Yeah.
He didn't try for me. He knew how much my parents meant to me. And it just didn't click.
Yeah.
And I was just lost in lust and love and... So
you knew you I'm happy more, I
went through. Well, I'm happy I went through that for sure. And then he was going to be taking his dog back to the SPCA because he got a job in Austin and couldn't keep the dog. And he was like, I'm going to return him. And I was like, screw you. Leave the dog with me and go off on your life.
That's the first thing when I thought of when you said ex-boyfriend was I thought of the dog.
Oh, I loved that dog. So I kept him in it for a year, and now he has a nice home in Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I miss that dog. That dog taught me a lot, though.
Dogs?
Got a thicker skin because of that
Dogs
dog.
Dogs can do that.
Ooh, that dog, my cuddle buddy. That's what I miss the most. He would sleep in with me. Mm. That's love right there.
Totally.
Animals. Mm-hmm. Pets. Unconditional.
That's love right there, ladies and gentlemen. Animals, pets, unconditional.
Yes, cuddling till 10 on a Saturday with your dog.
So you're in Texas.
I'm in Texas.
You start this relationship with Chloe from Texas in mm-hmm. Baltimore.
We weren't ever together.
Oh, you weren't?
Just the two of us. Well, not like a relationship.
Okay, okay.
Did you never know that?
Wait, I mean, I think I'm a little confused about the timing of all of that.
We were just close.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like discovering my sexuality and she was every bit a part of it. We would FaceTime and talk about it.
Right, right, right.
And she was so excited for me.
Chloe's a very like good lesbian.
Great.
Great lesbian.
Yeah, like, and super poly. Like she just, she opens herself up.
Totally. She is really a wonderful fucking human.
Yeah.
I have meant to have her in on this too.
Yeah.
And I absolutely
and
will.
And she definitely wants to.
100% we're going to.
For sure. I would love to listen to that.
Yeah, it's
going to
be great. It's going to be great. I can't wait to talk to her too. So when does Havila come into the mix?
When does Havila come in? Kay. I started Tinder dating.
You started Tinder dating after you broke up with your boyfriend. You're in Dallas.
Yes. And several months went by.
Okay, months, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Got over it, dated here and there, and she was the first woman on Tinder that I swiped right for. Was it swipe right or swipe left?
Swipe right.
Swipe right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To say yes, right? Okay.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
She was the first woman I swiped right for.
What was her picture? Just talking.
She was like blonde with a red lip and this fabulous dress. God, she looked like she's just a knockout.
She really is.
And I was with my friends. I was like, there's no way I would ever, you know. And then a couple hours, day later, it's a match. What the fuck, Tinder?
What was your picture?
I don't remember. She didn't like my picture. She even admitted. She was like, I wasn't attracted to your first picture. And then I swiped it. And the one of you smiling is way better because your smile. It was really sweet of her to say. Yeah, and then we went on a date, and it was awesome. What did we do on our first date? I remember being in the car with her and being really nervous.
And she can do that, dude.
Yeah, and she was asking me about what's the scale of of bisexuality or whatever?
I was
Kinsey
just,
scale?
Yeah, Kinsey, exactly.
Yeah.
There was
so
a
she was asking me about the Kinsey scale, and I had never heard of it. And I was trying to explain it to her.
It was like an intro to queer culture with Havila.
It was. Yes. She took me by storm. She just swept me.
I know.
She's that person. Mm-hmm. She's so wonderful.
She really is.
Yeah. That was a whirlwind. My life with her was so much fun.
Yeah.
We had so much fun.
Totally.
Dancing with her? Are you kidding me? We karaoke'd.
Yeah. You guys did it like every week.
Yeah, and we would dance
in
front of the karaoke stage.
How long were you guys dating before I came to... No, you and... Because you and Havila started dating, right?
Yeah, so like a week into it. Or should I explain the Chloe thing?
Yeah, keep going.
So maybe... So I'm telling Chloe this. Okay. I'm like, Chloe, I met this girl.
Right.
Holy crap.
And you...
Chloe's super excited for me.
But you hadn't hooked up with Chloe yet?
Yeah, I did. I had visited her.
Yeah, yeah, okay, okay.
It had all happened.
Cool. Keep going. We're there.
We're comfortable with each other.
I love it.
But we didn't commit to each other. We're young, mm-hmm. whatever.
You're having this open relationship. You're both discovering who you are.
Exactly.
Things are great.
We are on the same page about it. Exactly.
That's a beautiful
Easy.
Thing. Yeah.
Easy. And so I told her about Havila, and I told Havila about Chloe. I was, like, really open about the whole thing.
Right.
And Havila went on a trip. And I was going to be picking her up from the airport, and Chloe goes, okay, I have to tell you. Once she saw that I was really becoming attached to Havila, she's like, okay, got to tell you. I booked a surprise flight for you, and I was going to be coming, and now I feel like I should tell you because you're getting really involved with this girl. So just FYI, I'm coming. Yay. She knows about me, right? And I was like, yeah, I'm excited that you guys get to meet. So I was Yeah, I think I was like picking one up from the airport and picking the other. It was a funny airport. Two girls, my friends thought I was just insane. You're introducing them? Are you crazy, Paige? You're introducing them. I'm like, of course I am. I'm not a snake.
No.
I'm not trying to two-time anyone.
I mean, so amazing of you.
I'm not sleeping with both of them. I'm not sleeping with either of them. So we go to our favorite bar, and it's a real sexy place, and we sat around the table, and of course Chloe was attracted to Havala, and I think Havala really liked Chloe, and it was just a really wonderful time.
Yeah, time spent well together.
With a cocktail.
Yeah.
Yeah. That weekend was insane. It was insane. Uh-huh. We spent half the weekend partying and half the weekend in my bed.
Yeah.
The three of us. Uh-huh. I can't believe I'm saying this.
It's fine.
It's great, though.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
It was beautiful.
How many years ago was this first? This is like, what, 2 years ago?
Maybe
2, 3 years ago?
No.
No, not three. Two. A year and a half ago.
When did we meet?
Yeah, like a year and a half, 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Almost exactly 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. But wait, so that happened. And then, so the three of you guys were kind of doing
just
your thing.
Insane.
Yeah, fucking awesome, okay?
And
party weekend.
And then Havala was kind of like seeing this dude who then took us all to LA.
Oh, yeah. All three of you.
All three of us. Yeah. And a good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. Took us all to LA. Beautiful house on the strip.
Right.
What is our life?
Yeah.
He flew Chloe from Baltimore to LA, and then we flew from Dallas to meet up with them just like 2 weeks after that crazy weekend.
And then 2 weeks later, I came to Texas.
Yes.
I was shooting a TV show in Dallas.
Yes.
Mama Dallas was called it's an HBO show that never went. It was about drag queens and like.
I don't think the world was ready for it.
It really sucks that show didn't go. It was honestly like, it's the project that I am
so
most
cool.
proud of in
really?
My life. Yeah. And it was the greatest, one of the greatest pilots I've ever seen. RIP, Mama Dallas. But like the whole show was like this queer celebration in Texas, this entire show. And Havala was working at, what the fuck was that store called?
Traffic. Yes.
In downtown Dallas. And I walked in with one of her friends that I knew, introduced me to Havala. I was like blown away. Mm-hmm. Like, who is this person? And we somehow, I had gotten her phone number. She had gotten mine from the friend. And she was like, hey, come meet me and my girlfriend out at this bar tonight.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't even think twice about it. I didn't even give it much thought. I didn't understand what she meant, me and my girlfriend. I was just like, all right, cool. Yeah I'm going to go meet you guys.
And she was like, so we're going out tonight because this man is so beautiful and so wonderful. I'm so excited.
And you guys had been on this like fucking month and a half long just like adventure at this point.
Of
love.
Adventure and
really?
Love.
Really? Yeah,
yes.
A roller coaster of love.
Yes.
So you were like game on.
Yes.
Like absolutely, let's keep on
going.
For
sure.
So we met at this bar and like nothing crazy happened at the bar. I remember being like, hey, what's up? Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
It was late. I was sober. That was like the first time I went sober.
Uh-huh.
So it was definitely over 2 years ago because that was the first time I went sober.
Good.
Yeah.
Good timeline. All
Yeah. And I wound up hanging out. I went home. Nothing happened that night. I wound up hanging out with Havala the next night just by herself.
I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had this great fucking time with Havala. Like, you knew that we were hanging out.
She was so excited about you.
Yeah.
How could I not be excited for her?
Oh, that's amazing.
And like, and you were phenomenal. And she was so respectful, too.
Yeah, she really was.
She wanted me to meet you.
Totally.
And yeah, I was so excited.
Yeah.
I was just happy.
Totally. I mean, honestly, it was like one of my like first understand, like in a lot of ways, Havala taught you like this, you know, queer culture. And,
uh-huh.
and in a lot of ways, she was like bringing me into this poly world.
And
that,
an
like,
open culture.
Totally. Totally. And I didn't really like, I mean, obviously I knew about it. And like this was like another level for me to come into this situation, because when I started hearing stories, you guys have a girlfriend at Baltimore too, all this shit.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, like let's play. Let's be like magical fucking pixies just like floating through space. And like hold hands and skip. Like totally. For sure. So just like timeline wise. So I went out with Havla, then I was supposed to leave and I got a hookup to the festival in Austin. What's it called?
South by Southwest.
Yeah, I got a hookup. And so I was like, hey, do you guys want to go to South by?
Yes.
I'm going to stay in Texas for longer. So we got in the car.
Yes.
And the first time we actually had a conversation was I picked you up from your house before we picked Havala up.
Yes, it was the first time we were by ourselves.
By ourselves in the car.
Well, it was funny. Like, I was nervous around you. You were a beautiful man. But I was also very attached to my girlfriend.
Totally.
Like, my focus was on Havala and Chloe.
Yeah.
And this was kind of a wild new thing for me. And I wasn't just going to jump into it. Yeah. I did have reservations
totally.
At first.
Yeah. I think we all did. Yeah. I mean, like, it's not something that you can pressure at all.
Uh-uh.
Like, if it doesn't happen organically, forget about it. Especially from somebody that was, like, sober. Like, this was my first time navigating any type of love life sober.
Uh-huh.
And, like,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, for sure. So, my guard, like, I was like fucking unarmored, I feel like, in so much of it. And that was like my, I don't know, it's a really, really, really special time for me.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to South by and just
and
like.
And I made you laugh in the car.
Oh, totally.
I was really funny. What the hell?
That's so funny. In the intro that I just laid down before you got in here.
Oh, gosh.
I said it was the first time I realized that laughs are louder in threes.
That's
it's true,
amazing.
Though. I mean, like,
it's so true.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Thanks.
Yeah.
But it's a dynamic that, like, is incomparable, I feel like, when you have, like, three people that are so open to the idea of each other in one space for a given amount of time that you know has somewhat of an end because – I mean, I was visiting. We were all in a city together that we were visiting. Like, we didn't live in the same world. This was, like, something that was just happening mm-hmm. in the now. And, like, without having any of that reservation, it was really just magical.
People thought we were a band.
Well, we were, basically. I mean, our music was just, like, a different fucking vibe.
Yes.
It was like a vibration. I mean, like,
people could just feel us. Well, we were just walking down the street. People, we were just beaming.
Well, beaming, but also like the outfits
life.
That we all had
yes.
on too. Like
ridiculous,
fucking killing.
I couldn't keep up with you too if I tried. Which is fine. I don't have a problem with that. I'm not gonna try. Y'all are wonderful.
Oh man. We went to that, I mean, and we, like, hit South by hard.
Yeah.
We, like,
we went to Gay by Gay Gay.
We went to Gay by Gay Gay. So I went back to LA a few days later. We all, like, kept in touch. I came back to Dallas, like, a month later, I feel like.
Uh-huh.
Everything, like, kept on moving forward.
Yeah.
We kind of kept in touch, but, like, not really. But I was like, hey, I'm going to come to Dallas.
I want to go back to Austin.
Go ahead. Yeah, let's go back to Austin.
I want to go back to the first night in Austin.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I worked all day.
Yeah.
And I was exhausted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, totally.
And I was not ready to sleep with you.
Yeah, for sure. Well,
I really
was fucking nervous.
I didn't really
like,
know you.
Well, true story, I was really fucking nervous the first time I slept with Havala, too. Like,
yeah.
Like, very... going back to the sober thing, whatever. And then I had both, like, we were all together in a house, and it was like, rah!
Yeah, and it was really sweet. Javi kind of tucked me in.
Yeah,
and
I remember.
Was like, do you want me to lay down and go to sleep with you? And I was like, no. Go have fun. Go enjoy him. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, totally.
Because you could tell she wanted to spend the night with you.
Yeah.
She wanted to be near you. She wanted to be next to you because she didn't know how much time she'd have with you.
We were in her brother's house and I was sleeping in the
kids'
room.
In the kids. And y'all were so nice to give me the big bed. You didn't have to do that. It was so nice of you, but I was probably delirious.
Yeah.
I was like, no, go have fun.
That was so fucking amazing of you. I was like,
it was so
because
sweet.
We hadn't really talked about the dynamic of how everything was going on. Like,
not at all.
It wasn't like we got in the car and we were like, okay, this is how it's going to work.
Yeah.
We just let it happen.
Just let it happen.
Yeah.
And I tell my friends that story, and they think I'm just insane.
Well, yeah.
How can you do that? How can you
I don't think...
at least not be a part of it? Like, Havala was just... I changed because of her.
Totally.
We just had this openness that was so spectacular.
Yeah. I mean, I changed because of both of you guys.
Yeah.
100%.
And then we had fun the next day. And then I was comfortable with
you. We had a blast the next day.
And it was just that whirlwind. We were pixies, like you said.
Yeah. I mean, I was obsessed with you. I was like straight up.
Blue hair.
Yeah. No, I
so
mean,
much blue
there's
hair.
Something about you that is just so... like light and pure and happy and infectious.
Thank you.
I want you to move to New York City.
Oh, my God. You're tearing up and it's making me so happy.
Good.
You feel like I do. You really feel. Mm-hmm. And you're not afraid of it. And
yeah. That's something that we recognize in each other like
each
pretty
other.
Immediately. Like, like Havala was like the harder of the three of us. Like I felt like.
She's a mother.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
she's
we haven't even said that. Like,
she's a mother, and she's...
Yeah. She had to deal with life in a totally different way,
totally
so
different
much
way.
Faster than we did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But,
it's
like,
so true.
She taught me so much. I know that she taught you so much.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, like, this rawness about, I think, both of us, you and me, this, like, childish enthusiasm
mm-hmm.
that, like, it makes it... more powerful when you see another person that has it. I don't know.
Because I guess I realized it about me, too. Like, I was like, wow. That, like, I... like, that's why we're connecting.
Totally.
Because I have that in me. And so it was like... oh, that's what my mom talks about. That's
what...
You're just incredible.
So I came back a month later, and we spent another weekend together.
Time.
That was it. And that was the last time I saw you until you sitting across from me right now.
You stayed at my place, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And then I never saw you again.
Until now.
wait, really, though?
Yeah, for sure.
That's really the last time I saw you.
Yeah, you drove me to the airport. You drove me to Love Field. It was just the two of us.
Thinking that I'd see you soon.
Yeah. Because I started dating somebody.
Kept going.
You guys kept doing your
life
thing
kept
for a
going.
Little bit. Yeah, and then
that's
you guys broke up.
It's like you, yeah.
Yeah. Didn't you have the conversation with your sister like a week later?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And it was the first time she's ever told me she loves me. She doesn't say it. She doesn't even say it to my parents. It's just not who she is. She think of it as just complete opposites. And I came out to her over the phone, and she said, Paige, I love you. Oh, I love my sister so much. Okay. Wow. That took a turn. Sorry.
No, it's okay. We like turns. Life takes turns.
Gosh, yeah, and life kind of happened, and then we broke up.
And have you dated anybody since, really? Mm-mm. No.
No. I don't think I'm over it. I've seen people.
Yeah.
There was this one girl that I met at Pride last year who was really awesome and is now back with her ex.
Mm.
I would have liked to date her. She was really cool.
So, okay, switch gears for a second.
Yeah.
You moved back to New York City.
Yeah, what about it?
Does life with Chloe continue at all?
She's got a really wonderful girlfriend.
I haven't met her, but I've heard amazing things.
She's phenomenal.
Oh, she is. Yeah.
Yes. I can't wait to meet her. It's going to happen one day.
Okay.
And I think we've FaceTimed a couple of times with Chloe. I think she feels my love and respect for her.
Mm.
For her.
Right.
And for their relationship. And we're just getting to know each other.
Yeah.
So it's kind of exciting. Like Chloe just gave her my number today so she could congratulate me.
Aww.
Like, it's just very new, that relationship with her. And I just adore her. And she adores Chloe. And I could not be happier for the both of them.
Well, that's very sweet.
Yeah. I don't know if I – oh, gosh. Do I want to say this out loud?
You don't have to.
I don't know if I see Chloe and I in the future, mm-hmm. other than friends.
Okay.
And
I mean, I've ended a handful of relationships because of that, you know?
Yeah.
You know when you know. What do you want out of life in terms of a relationship? Like, what does it look like? What is?
I don't know what it looks
10
like.
10 years look like?
My best friend, Bethany.
Your best friend's name is Bethany,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, she was like, I don't think you know what you want. Because she recognizes that I just love everybody.
Yeah, totally.
And I get crushes on so many different mm-hmm. people. And but I haven't really been able to let myself go with someone yet. That relationship really affected me.
Well, what does it mean today to love yourself?
For me personally?
Yeah, for you.
To be proud of myself. I think it took a really long time, and I'm still working on that, mm-hmm. to be proud of myself and what I'm doing. I think I'm constantly trying to make my parents proud, which I think is important, because their love means the world. Their partnership is what I want.
They've been together for how long?
Over 30 years.
Yeah, and it's so beautiful, right?
It's just, there's an extraordinary amount of trust there. Mm. I would love that. I would love a partner like that. That's just, it's them for life. Gosh, to love myself. I do love myself. A lot.
I know.
And I know that because of the people around me. Mm-hmm.
And look, we're all hard on ourselves all the time.
How can you attract such wonderful people
if you
don't have self-love?
Well, I mean, you're either a really good fucking actor, sociopath,
or
you're a real person.
I don't know. Is that answering your question?
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a difficult question.
No, I mean, that was a great answer.
Cool.
What are the three things that you cherish the most in your life right now?
The most right at this moment?
Right, like right this second.
Right at this moment. My family. Oh, how do you not just say people? Like my family and my friends. And today.
Yeah.
Today. Oh, it's just been insane. My life is about to change. And everybody who loves me the most and everybody who I love the most is telling me to go.
Because they love you.
Yeah.
And how could anybody that loves you that much not want you to experience everything that you can? This is the possibility. Do you know how fucking rare it is to actually, like, get something in New York that wants to keep you here? Do you know how many people would kill for that opportunity? This is the hardest city in the world to break into. And if you have it, dude. And if you have what
everything,
it takes to live here.
They offered me everything that I could have wanted. And it's so funny. My dad has been kind of hinting at that he wants me to get back to my degree that he spent so much money on, design.
Yeah.
Because I've just been printing this past year. And they want me to be like a jack of all trades and like be a middleman and design as well as print and help designers design for letterpress. Like, they want that from me. And so I get to tell my dad. I haven't called them yet. I get
oh
to
my
tell
God.
My dad. Dad, they want me to design too. And I think
you
I
should
think,
call him right now. Oh, on speakerphone.
My mom would love to talk to you.
Let's go.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
my phone's out there though.
Let's go get it.
I wanted it away. Oh my gosh. Are we actually doing this?
Not if you don't want to.
I would love to. She would love this.
Hi, Paige.
Hi.
I've put you on speaker.
Oh, is Dad there too?
Yes.
Okay. Hi. I have you on speakerphone.
Oh.
Because I am talking to one of your favorite friends of mine. Nico.
Hi, Jill.
And you guys are on a podcast right now.
No way.
Yeah, you might be a part of it. I don't know how this is going to record.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what you guys wind up saying.
Yes. Yeah, we'll see.
Wait a minute, but my fee is very steep.
What'd she say?
Her fee is very steep. We can talk about that afterwards, Mom.
Yeah, we might need to negotiate.
All right. I'm a good negotiator.
How are you?
I'm so wonderful.
Glad. We so enjoy Younger.
Oh, thank you.
They do. They're big fans.
That's so sweet.
Honest. Well, okay. I've had such a crazy day. It's been a crazy day. And now seeing Nico, and we haven't seen each other in so long.
Yeah.
And to be able to sit in this studio and talk.
Talk about life.
Talk about life and love and how we met and our whirlwind of a relationship. And and then we started talking about my day and the interview. And I said, I haven't even told them. I haven't even gotten the chance to call them.
And I said, call them right now.
So I have to call you right now and just tell you how wonderful it went and how...
We were thinking of you this morning at 7 a.m., 8 a.m.
Right. They get up pretty early. So I was there really early this morning. It just kind of went perfect, which scares the crap out of me. I think I was looking for something to go wrong, and it was wonderful. And they're not only wanting me to be – I know, Dad, this will make you happy. They're not only wanting me to be a printer. They're wanting me to be like a jack of all trades, designing, printing, working in the middle – I have a lot to think about.
I'm sure you do.
I have a lot to think
sure
about.
Do.
Yeah. So.
And you sure don't have to go into all the details.
I won't. I'll talk to you later, but I wanted to call and just say, like, as we're talking about love and.
Take a breath.
She knows. As we're talking about love, I wanted to call y'all and tell you that I love you so much.
Oh, we love you too, Paige. You know how much. We really do. We're so proud of you, and we're so excited if this is going to be a new chapter in your life or if it's just an experience to go through this. So we're very proud of you, and we're actually very excited to hear all the details. And about the party and about New York. I'm jealous as hell. You know that.
Well, we're going to have to get your ass out here soon.
Yes. I'll be happy to get my butt.
Yeah. Well, I love you guys, and thank you for the constant support and love.
Well, you're welcome.
What?
And thank you for your love.
Thanks for thinking to call us.
All right. I'll talk to you guys later.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Nico. Good to talk with you. Let's, and good luck this season.
Thank you. Love you.
Bye-bye. Love you, honey.
Yeah, they love Younger. So.
I love it. I love you so much.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
What are you apologizing
because
for?
Because it's my parents. You know, that's what gets me the most, is my family.
Yeah, dude,
it just gets me. I'm
the
done.
The goods and the bads, though.
Yeah.
Like...
It's hard not to be close with Havila anymore, but I can't ever be mad at her because of the experiences that she's given me. And the people like you that have come into my life because of her. I love you so much, Nico.
I love you too, babe.
Hey guys, if for any reason you are trying to figure out what the love bomb is, I recorded a special episode this past weekend, and it went up on Sunday, and I go deep. I give you some definitions. Check it out. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of The Love Bomb. You know, this whole podcast journey has been incredible thus far, and we are really just beginning. If you can take one thing away from today's episode, go call your parents and tell them you love them. Thank you so much, Paige. Love you guys. Keep on listening. Follow us both on Instagram. I'm at Nico Tortorella. She's at Paige 11, PAIGEELEVEN. See you next Tuesday.
Peace. Nico. 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 Oh.
You know that feeling when a song comes on the radio or at a party or anywhere really, and it kind of just stops you in your tracks. I think everyone has at least one song that makes them time travel to a moment that was especially meaningful or memorable.
They would play it at this dance that they had for the two middle schools from the north side and south side of town called the Night Place. And I like really, really, really wanted to dance with Corey Rosenberg and such a crush on her. I planned it out. I was like, when No Diggity comes on, I'm gonna roll up to her right when the Dr. Dre verse starts, and she's just gonna be so impressed. I know all the words, and I'm gonna like do the one dance move I know. This is gonna be my moment.
I'm Missy Modell, and this is That One Song. Conversations with people about the music that has left a lasting impression on their lives. Find a new episode every Thursday on At Will Radio.